Blog Talk Radio.
Thinking of that song, and it's an English song, and you wonder how religious is England today as compared to yesterday, and how religious is Europe today compared to yesterday, and how religious is Russia today compared to yesterday. You wonder about the United States. The new Babylon. Oh, man. Are we in trouble? Don't look back, Mrs. Lott. I told you not to look back. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. My book is dedicated to the American people and our trials and tribulations. And I despise all who try and give us a wedgie, a racial wedgie, a political wedgie, an atheistic wedgie, a communistic wedgie. We will never be strong and we will never be rich until we all come together. Somebody sent me a nice YouTube clip about how over 30 years the United States lost its industrial might. Oh, we have guys on computers. But in this clip, it even tells you that the guys with computers have to go where the goods are being manufactured because they have to be close to the factory. And there's a rumor that there were 20 computer geeks from Texas on that missing Malaysian jet, but we've only heard that we've only caught the leak on that information. We don't know if it's fact or it was withdrawn because it wasn't fact. But can you imagine that? What is it, a week now, and we can't find this plane? What does that tell you? I hope my theory is not right, that it's been spray-painted and armed with a nuke and it's on its way into somebody's airspace. Could be Israel's. Why would you say Israel? Because those Muslims do these hijackings. You know that, all those Muslims. What did I see? I saw something that... I can't remember. But, the pilot and the co-pilot are Muslims. And that pilot, he looks like he's got a complete training session, hijacked training session in his house. Yeah. They don't have to come to Florida anymore. They can get it right back in the center of terrorism. Did you know that there was a plane boarded in the Philippines by a Catholic priest and nobody searched them? Because the Filipinos are very religious. And who would ever think that a Catholic priest could be a Muslim terrorist? So you got to be careful. You got to really have your eyes wide open. If there were 20 Texans on that plane, I cannot believe any way, shape, or form they would allow it to be hijacked, even if the guy had a gun. Because we all know the fate of hijacked planes in this day and age. I'm building something for my book. I've done the first 3 chapters, so I'm going to run them by you. Let me know how you like them. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. We're going to give you lots of music today, and also we're going to mention the chapters of our book. And chapter 1 begins with Drugs Suck, and you know what's coming with this marijuana avalanche. It's this tidal wave of marijuana. Everybody who ever wrote deeds started with weed. All the experts will tell you that weed is harmless. Yeah, well, go to the cemetery and look at some of the ages on the tombstones. If you see anybody there that's under 25 and over 12, chances are that's an OD. Yep. And I'm going to dedicate this to a guy I knew who died at 22, and he started with weed, and one day he wanted a little more kick, and he took his first shot of heroin, and they found him still alive but dying in the park, naked. How's that? You don't want to know the whole story, but I could tell you that his parents never got over it. And he was one of the first casualties of heroin addiction. Nobody even knew the telltale signs, like being in your bathrobe at 3 o'clock in the afternoon and scratching a bearded face with your fingers. Who would have ever thought that that was one of the signs of heroin addiction? And you want to know what the recovery rate from heroin is? 1%. And you know who's got a big heroin problem? The liberal state of Vermont. And now it's spilling over to the live or die state, New Hampshire. Senator Ayatta said in testimony yesterday, heroin addiction in New Hampshire is up 70%. So, and if you think these cartels are going out of business because Uncle Sam decided to cut in on their action and make 25% on the dead bodies, you got another thing coming. They're not going out of business. They're coming after the government business, and they're going to be at least 25% cheaper. So who are you going to buy from? Okay. So the tune that goes with Chapter 1 in the Spirit of America Party book is, which is entitled Drugs Suck. The tune is Huey Lewis, It's Hip to Be Square. We'll be right back. Chapter 2 is terrorism. My most important chapter is in the order of which I've listed them in the book. Chapter 1 is the most important chapter because that is destroying America. Drugs suck. Chapter 2 is terrorism. And 9-1-1 is my example. And I have 3 songs in Chapter 2. The first one is dedicated to all the women who suffered and died on 9-1-1. And it is called Makushla. It's Gaelic for my darling. There were a lot of Irishmen, along with other Americans, at the World Trade Center. But the fire department took the biggest hit, and the fire department was mainly Irish and Italian. And the communists are trying to change that. They want sissy boys in there.
Thank you. seed of life in me. And now I can't believe the man I see.
Dedicated to all the kids who lost parents. And it's a Roy Orbison tune. And I like to think that Roy Orbison wrote this tune when he learned that his entire family was wiped out in a fire while he was in London. And this is called In Dreams.
A candy-colored clown they call the Sandman tiptoes to my room every night, just to sprinkle stardust and to whisper, "Go to sleep, everything is all right." I close my eyes, then I drift away. Into the magic night, dreams of you. In dreams I walk with you. In dreams I talk to you. In
for some scoops. Here's one that says Obama claimed Indonesian citizenship at Columbia University. Read the full story. Let's see. Well, they got the comments up. In a shocking allegation coming from one of Barack Obama's former classmates at Columbia University, he claimed he was an Indonesian when he registered for school. And then there's some comments, so I'll give you the comments. This is from Anonymous. What makes you think it hasn't been disseminated to the media? Well, because a guy named Dale said, why hasn't this information been distributed by the mainstream media? What mainstream media? They're not the mainstream media. They're the downstream media. Most members of the Republican Party and all members of the Tea Party know this information to be true. Members of the Democrat Party are in denial. No, they're not in denial. They're covering it up. There is no Democrat Party. The Democrat Party is long gone. It left with the JFK. You now have the Communist Party. That's what it is. Anybody that can vote to burn the flag, make it a national law to kill children, sell dope, and make 25% profit on it. You vote to burn the flag. Throw God off the party platform at the last convention with a phony roll call. Yeah, three times they called for God to be removed. Two times they said, get rid of him. And the third time they said, get rid of him. But the guy at the podium says, we can't do this. We're going to lose a lot of the dopey Christians. Yeah. And so they said, oh, no, God can stay. He can stay this week. Yeah, we're in trouble, man. So let's see. Okay, the two guys are fighting. We're not getting into it. And Anonymous says, oh, no, that's the two guys fighting again. Here's a guy who says, this has been out there for a couple of years. I have seen this one and the ID badge from his Brown University, too, both in the name of Barry Sotero and as a foreign student. So if he was a legitimate American citizen, then why did he have to have a foreign student cards? Because he is an illegal, oh, they have a word that I can't say, it's but they're sold in drugstores. And the people that voted him in were brainwashed, and those that allowed him to just run were paid. Yes, he is the Manchurian candidate, like Aaron Klein says in his book. He is the Manchurian candidate. Many members of the Republican Party know this information to be true. Well, if you tell it to a Republican, it stays a secret, because if it might affect his chances of being reelected, he will never come out from under the rock. I just added that. The guy didn't say that. All members of the Tea Party know that this information is true. How does a foreign student from Indonesia become POTUS? Because he's a pothead. He is a professional, paid through theft of the American people, illegal immigrant liar. His first campaign, he and Michelle both said they were born in Africa. Oh, man, we're in trouble. We got snookered. Somebody pulled a Bernie Madoff on the entire country. Yeah, I'll take another 10% of Obama. No surprise regarding Obama as a foreign student at Columbia. Just like everything else about him, he is deceitful and uses smoke and mirrors to achieve his agenda. You know what is causing his downfall? He thinks that the entire country is as stupid as the people that elected him, and that he can tell them anything. Yes, I voted for him. I felt guilty about slavery. Oh, yeah, how many slaves did you free? Oh, I never had any slaves. So what are you feeling guilty about? Oh, I just like to feel guilty about something. Well, why don't you go and help the American Indians get better reservations? Oh, no, they're savages. Yeah. Oh, the big kick that we're all enjoying is all of these lefties, all of these Grey Poupon communists who are always playing the race card. Oh, yes, what was done to the blacks is atrocious, and I'm with them all the way. I wasn't there at Selma, but I was close. I was close. I was marching around my living room, and I totally support anything that advances the Negro people. I say, oh, yeah, where do you live? Oh, I live in a gated community. We priced those people out a long time ago. Yeah, that's the way it is, man. Beware of the hypocrites. I got a picture on my website. I think it's the Spirit of America Party, a radio show.com. If not, it's a captainsblog.us. It's a picture of two hippopotami, and they've got their mouths open, and actually they're trying to bite each other. But I put a caption underneath it of Madonna and Miley Cyrus at the Crappies. Hypocritters. And that's the symbol of the Communist Party, formerly the Democrat Party. It's a hippopotamus. It's a hypocritter. What else are we going to talk about? Anybody find a plane yet? Is that plane coming back our way? Has it got the first nuke? Huh? Oh, boy, wait till you see the candy being given out in Arab land when that happens. Everybody will be getting chocolates filled with cherries. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to jump into a celebration. We're going to have a celebration in Spanish. Can you handle that, an African celebration in Spanish? Here we go. I just found it.
Caballero, ahí acaba entrar Guatuz. Ese mulato que mide 7 pies y pesa 169 libras. Y cuando ese mulato llega al solar, todo el mundo dice, a correr, que ahí llegó Guatuzzi, el hombre más guapo de La Habana. Guatuzzi, Guatuzzi,
¿qué quiere?
Oye, me dicen que tú eres guapo.
tienen miedo.
No me digas que a ti te tienen miedo porque yo sé que me bajo con cualquiera.
Más grande que yo no hay ninguno.
Ah, 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 vamos a bajarlo.
Cuando quiero
bajamos a todos. Nos bebemos la tarde aquí ahora mismo. ¿Qué es lo que pasa?
Nah.
Saca lo que tengo encima que yo no te tengo miedo a ti.
Palo nada más.
Todo el mundo te tiene miedo en La Habana, caballero, pero yo.
For English, we're going to give you a little Maybelline.
Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started doing the things you used to do. As I was motivating over the hill, I saw Maybelline in a coupe de ville. A Cadillac rolling on an open road, nothing outrun my vehicle. Doing about 95, bumper to bumper, rolling side to side. Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started back doing the things you used to do. A Cadillac pulled up to 104, my phone got hot and wouldn't do no more. The gun got cloud and started to rain. I tooted my horn for the passing lane. The rainwater blowing all under my hood. I knew that was doing my motor good. Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started back doing the things you used to do. Sound. Cadillac setting like a ton of lead, 110 a half a mile ahead. Cadillac looking like setting steel, and I caught Maybelline at the top of the hill. Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started back doing the things you used to do.
Ketchup.
Feeling hot, he's a king, Balandori, Mauranga, Tanga, and the DJ that Lock your dreams at night. Milky Way, quite an eyeful, yet a trifle when compared to your magical way. Is it any wonder why I feel like I do? Will I always wonder if you love me too?
Breaking news. State-owned media in Moscow. Well, that's pretty much like what we have here in the United States. Doesn't the government own NBC, ABC, CNN? They're reporting that the Crimean Peninsula voted overwhelmingly in favor of seceding from Ukraine and becoming part of Russia on Sunday. Exit polls announced on Russian television claim 93% of voters who turned out for Sunday's referendum voted for unification with Russia. Hmm. 93% voted. Man, that's what you call a Soviet landslide. No, I don't doubt that it was, the die was cast. Putin never would have pulled what he did if he didn't think he could get away with it and had the deck stacked in his favor already. There's a lot of Tartars running around there trying to get their property back, and they were thrown out under Joseph Stalin. And I think it's the new news network. What is it? One America. They're doing the exploitation of the Tartars. Tartars are Muslims. They were all pulled out of the Ukraine and sent to Central Asia, where nobody could find them. Yeah. One of those knock on the doors at the middle of the night, like you're going to get one day because your neighbor turned you in for having a pistola. Yes, I saw him. He had a pistola. Yes, it's unbelievable. It is really. The world is turning upside down, and we can't get any more video games. There, you want to see a strike? Well, if you're Irish, tomorrow's a big day.
The bally gears for miles round Katie Town. And when they hear that I'm a wah, they'll raise a hullabaloo. When they hear about the handsome lad, they call a Donahue. For I'm the boy to please her, and I'm the boy to tease her. I'm the boy to squeeze her, and I'll tell you what I'll do. A court her like an airy slumber, her brogue and blarney too. You can with her rollick and hollick and swollick and mollick and bowl the Donahue. A red rose upon your garden wall, and me to be a dewdrop, and upon her brow I'd fall. Perhaps she might think of me as a rather heavy dew. No more she'd love that handsome lad they call a Donahue. For I'm the boy to please her, and I'm the boy to tease her. I'm the boy to please her, and I'll tell you what I'll do. A court her like an Irish man with a brogue and blarney too. You can with her rollick and hollick and swollick and mollick and bowl.
Hello. MH370, are you out there? Please contact the airport. Let us know which one you landed at, because they're not telling us. Unbelievable. There's a little note from the British Daily Mail reported Sunday that the pilot of missing Malaysian Airlines flight MH370 was a strident reporter, a supporter of opposition leader Anwar Ibrahim. Hours before the plane took off, Captain Zahari Ahmed Shah reportedly attended a session of Ibrahim's long-running court proceedings. I think Ibrahim is on trial for terrorism. His colleague said the captain was preoccupied with Ibrahim's trial. Is this the guy that had the cockpit set up in his house? Was he training terrorists for takeovers? Unbelievable. Oh, here's the story. Reuters reported the postings on his Facebook page also seem to confirm this. Hello, this is the pilot of MH370, and I am disenchanted with the government, and I am flying tonight, and at 2 o'clock I'm going to say goodnight to everybody. Yeah, man, I'm shocked. I'm shocked and appalled. That's the big communist buzzword when they get caught stealing. You know the difference between a Democrat and a Republican when they get caught stealing? The Republican says, I didn't do it. And the Democrat says, you can't prove it. Yeah, we're in trouble, man. Ibrahim is a former deputy premier of Malaysia. He broke with the ruling Barisan National Party and founded an anti-corruption reformist Islamic movement. Yeah, I get a kick out of that. They're against corruption, but imams get 20% of all booty taken in jihad. He has been involved in lengthy proceedings following his imprisonment for allegedly corruption and homosexual activity. Oh, that'll do it. Come here, Ibrahim. We make you president. We're free here. I'm going to give you another tune, and then I'm going to take a break and bone up on some new material. So here we go. We're coming out. We're going to the chapel and get married. No. We're going to give you the beginning of rock and roll. And let's see, it's an intro to rock and roll. No? Not there? Wait a minute, come on. Rocky Top, that's a short one. Running on empty, we'll give you Running on Empty.
Looking back at
finished. The song is finished. What happened? Well, let's see. Want to check the news? Our biggest national security threat is Barack Obama. I'll go along with that. A guy that doesn't know what he's doing. This is by John Bolton. This is a president who does not believe in American exceptionalism. I believe in American survival. And I know he who is weak will be destroyed. A president. I just watched the movie last night. It's not an terribly exciting movie, but the reality is that it's with Liam Neeson, and it's called Gray. Gray is the color of the wolves that are stalking about 10 guys who survive a plane crash up in Alaska. And you got to see the size of these wolves, and all you see are the light in their eyes. And one by one, they pick off the 10 guys. And Nielsen is the last guy left. And it shows you how they do it, you know. They wait until the time is right to strike. And if they think you're strong, they will not approach you. But once they see weakness, they come in for the kill. And that's what's going to happen to this country if we don't wake up. We are going to get a wake-up call one day. A president who is uninterested in national security and America's place in the world, who considers our strength part of the problem, and who believes that America is the cause of international attention. This is like looking at the world through the wrong end of a telescope. But that is Obama's world. And I won't stand for this, and you shouldn't either. I formed John Bolton PAC for that purpose. So he's organizing against President Obama and the party of death to little children. Oh, we love the children, but we're going to kill 4,700 of them tomorrow. It's a woman's choice. Hold him. He's getting away. Holder ducks FBI probe of Reed, Mike Lee, Mark Levin. I'm disappointed that Mark Lee turns up dirty. As all Tea Party members must be clean as a whistle. A whistle. Harry Reed, Dirty Harry. Dirty Harry Reed. And they're both from Utah. FBI and Utah state prosecutors working on a corruption investigation say they have uncovered accusations of financial wrongdoing by Senate Majority Leader Dirty Harry Reid and GOP Senator Mike Lee. But the Justice Department has so far declined to act on their recommendation for a full federal investigation. Oh, they're protecting Harry Reid, so Mike Lee is getting a free ride. Two district attorneys, one Democrat and one Republican, told the Washington Times, which is now running a TV station, very good. It's called One America. ABC News and the Salt Lake Tribune this week, they have found evidence of possible financial wrongdoing by the lawmakers relating to suspect campaign contributions and other financial transactions. When Eric Holder was asked, I'm making this up now, when Eric Holder was asked why he didn't go after Harry Reid and Mike Lee, he said, look, I covered up for President Clinton on the Vignali drug deal for $450,000. I covered up for President Clinton on all of the payoffs and the pardon bribes. You think I'm going to go after a little guy like Mike Lee? I've got to protect Harry Reid. Harry Reid can give me some good legislation. Yeah, so I can run this country like it needs to be run. Oh, God, are we in trouble? J. Jeremiah Johnson, Jeremy Johnson, an official at the St. George, Utah bank that processes hundreds of millions of dollars for one of the largest online poker companies, said he and others started arranging tens of thousands of dollars in contributions to state and federal political campaigns, including Reed's. My friends, and so they're taking care of Lee also, I guess. My friends, $1 champagne contribution should be the maximum. There's no reason. This is all bribe money. This is all corrupt money. This is all graft money. Some poor citizen is sending $100 or $1,000 to support one of these leeches, and they're throwing their money away. The law should be $1, whether you're GE, which is now communist-controlled, and or Joe the Plumber. The vote should be equal. What happened to equal and separate but equal in this country? How come it doesn't hold true for the people who are lining their pockets? Want to hear what some of the people said? Anyone want to lay odds that Holder will start an investigation into Lee but will claim there's not enough evidence to go after Reed? I'll go with that. I'll buy that. Next guy says, Reed is so crooked he could hide behind the corkscrew. Next guy says, I don't know what the outcome would be, but there's no way in hell a loyal general like Horseface Harry will ever face any justice. Korean War Vet says, oh, yes, he will, Ishkabibble. There is a judgment day in the works. May God bless you and yours. Aha, there's going to be much weeping when they start separating the sheep Democrat from the goats Democrat. Okay. Holder and Obama have each other's backs. They do. They are the league of they're in league with the devil. Well, this guy says, I would not bet a plug nickel because before I read your post, I was just about to post a similar comment. Call me paranoid. I've been called worse. But I believe Reed is the sacrificial old goat, just like Jay Leno. I believe completely Obama is targeting Lee and needs Reed to throw in the mix to shadow his real motive, so this will be a bipartisan witch hunt. Not just another Republican witch hunt. The only thing I like about this, if my scenario is accurate, is that Reed is getting one of what he has dished out for years, and not to mention, if Obama's peeps are behind this, my scenario, then he can bet Reed sees the writing on the wall, knows his days are numbered, and so what's he going to do, bow out? Politics, what a nasty, devilish business. It doesn't have to be that way. No champagne contributions kills all the enthusiasm to steal. And then you turn over like crops. You rotate the rats every term. No more terms for termites. Christian need to pray now for Lee that the Lord will shine a light on this issue and clear Lee of any wrongdoing and expose Reed. If Lee is guilty, then I pray God's will be done with both Reed and Lee. Wrong is wrong, regardless of who is doing it. Help us, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen, brother. I go along with that. I buy that 100%. And don't forget that any scandal involving Reed will be a phony one. The last person that should be investigating anyone is Eric Holder. You know, Eric Holder is responsible for 100,000 dead Mexicans, as well as the American people, because every time you buy a joint, you kill a Mexican. There's a big drug war going on, and it's going to end up in Colorado very shortly. You're not going to grow marijuana and take the business away from the Mexican cartels. They're not going to let you do it. If they got to kidnap your family, they will kidnap your family, and they don't care. They kill their own. Imagine what they're going to do to the gringos who get in their way. Okay, everybody's praising Putin for his stand on a hobo sexuality. I'm not going there. I'm not going there. I have other wars to, I have other fish to fry. It is sad, though. I mean, a kosher baker is told he's got to put two gay guys on a wedding cake or he's going to get a summary execution. Oh, man. They're going to put him out of business. He's going to have to come where he can bake where he likes. Where's that? Where is that in this country? He's going to have to go to the Soviet Union. Kosher baker only does boys and girls. Okay. I'll give you an early rock and roll song. When a guy and a girl used to go to the sweet shop and they would sip one Coke with two straws. Today, when somebody puts the straw in the Coke, it's not a cola. Let me stop this because I got a flash. I got a flash. I knew this guy. He was a landlord's representative, and I was in a store that he had. And the strip mall was not doing good. And as a matter of fact, I think it had just come out of a bankruptcy. And I was in it at a very low rent rate, and there was like two or three empty stores next to me, and then there was a little Chinese restaurant, and there was a couple that ran the Chinese restaurant, a man and a woman, and they had two little kids that belonged to them, and you could see the kids in there doing their homework while the parents, you know, waited on tables and provided takeout and so forth. So one Sunday I'm working, and in comes this landlord's representative, and he's got his family with him, and he's going to the Chinese restaurant. Now, these people in this Chinese restaurant are hardly making it. They're just keeping their head above water. And this landlord's representative goes in with his wife and two kids. They sit down, they have a meal, and they leave without paying. And the Chinese people don't say anything. How's that for being a real Shiite? Huh? Is that really from being a reservoir tip? And I felt so bad for those people. And that was his modus operandi. He got something from everybody. He got something from me. He got something from everybody. But I met him about a year or two later, after we were out of there, and he was out of there. He got screwed by the people that he was working for. And I said, "Hey, John, how you doing?" He was into school kids' uniforms at that time. He says, "Oh, we're doing good. We're not doing so bad. I made $125,000 last year, but my wife lost all the money." I said, "How did she lose all the money?" "Well, she has a cocaine problem. And so she put the 125 G's up her nose." I said, "Oh, man, what a shame." And he's not the only story that has a cocaine problem where all the profits went up their nose. And wait till you see this nightmare that's coming. It's coming like a hurricane with this pot. "Oh, yes, we're going to legalize the pot. Nobody's going to have to go to jail. And my father will love me again. And I'll share with my father." Ooh.
daddy. You are my friend, love. So please listen to me. Someday we will be side by side. Come over and you meet my folks. Let's go steady. You are my first love. So please listen to me. Someday we will be side to side. Come over and you'll meet my folks. Let's go steady. You are my best love. You are my best love. You are my best love.
You ever hear at these people, I put on that fake act that about the Confederate flag and call it the symbol of slavery? It's the symbol of slavery, should be taken down. And no, it's not a symbol of slavery. It's a symbol of a different opinion. And if you look at it, all the guys who fought and died, and those poor rebels, man, they fought with nothing. In the end, they fought with nothing. Their cities were in ruins. And all they had left was spirit. Now, 90% of those rebels on the battlefield who gave up their lives, they didn't own slaves. They had nothing to do with slavery. They were fighting for their state. They were fighting for what they believed in. They were fighting for their neighbors. Pretty much like we're going to have to do when Eric Holder comes for our guns. And so when somebody says take down the Confederate flag, that's a false premise. What they really are saying is we'll get rid of this one first and then we'll get rid of yours, because we're communists and we know what's best for the country. So in appreciation of all the boys in Dixie who stood for what they believed in and are now part of the great United States, trying to cling together, I'll give you the U.S. Marine Corps playing Dixie. Oh, is the Marine Corps going to be in trouble now? Upset about a lot of people upset about Bill Maher's trashing Jesus and Christianity during Lent, and so I did a blog, and it's called Remembering Bill Maher, And he's not dead, but that gets everybody's attention, especially the ones that want him dead. So I put Remembering Bill Maher. And I said, one day Bill Maher will be walking on the streets of New York and he will suffer a heart attack. And he will wake up in a hospital bed in a Catholic hospital with a big cross over his head. And a smiling nun will be patting his brow and wiping the sweat off his forehead. And she'll be hooking up his IV to a tropical fish tank. And eventually he will die of guppy poisoning. And then he'll be buried at sea with the guppy. One flush for the guppy and four flushes for the four flusher. I thought you'd like that. Okay. Is that the payback? Is that good? Yeah. All right. We're going to sign off. We're going to play Auld Lang Syne. U.S. Marine Corps Band. For all the guys who serve their country and know the difference. Have skin in the game. It's a big difference.